Let's talk about Atamacio. If you've never had this tequila, if you haven't been able to find this one, you are missing out. This tequila right here is made by some of the most amazing people in the town of Tequila. We got to spend the day. Actually, I was fortunate enough to get to spend a couple of days with the owner, Renee. And one of the days, we also spent the whole day with Christiana of Valor. And Valor is made right here at $15.99 as well. And we also got to spend the day with Renee's amazing daughter. Their experience in tequila is a do not miss. One of the things you're going to do when you go to their distillery is you're going to go to the fields and they're going to talk about the work that it takes to harvest an agave plant, the work that it takes to harvest the huilo, the baby that comes off the bottom of the agave plant, and the work that it takes to put that agave plant in the ground and have it grow. Now remember, when we're talking about tequila, we're talking about a plant that grew somewhere between 5 and 8 years. That's 8 years of sunshine, 8 years of somebody's hands taking care of that plant, nurturing it, and making sure that it grows. And then comes out to be this beautiful plant that gives us this amazing juice. One of the things that's awesome about this distillery is I've been to some big distilleries. I haven't been to the giant ones that use a diffuser, but I've been to some pretty big facilities that have 10 stills and 3 or 4 big tahunas and 6 run roller mills, 25 or 30 fermentation tanks. You know, we've seen some pretty big places. This place has a 1-pass roller mill. So the amount of work that it takes to make this tequila from their distillery is so much more work than the others. It goes through the roller mill and they got to put it in a wheelbarrow. They got to put it on the other side. They got to roll it through again, pick it up, move it again, put it back in. And they do that 5 and 6 times to get the actual crushing done to get the sugars out so they can make this tequila. They've got an autoclave. Now, I know a lot of people go, oh, it's an autoclave. These guys are doing low and slow. They're cooking as if it was a stone oven. Hours and hours cooking at a low temperature and a low pressure, and then hours of resting before they go through that multi-pass roller mill. They only have a couple fermentation tanks and 2 normal size stills, and they're producing some amazing juice. This one right here, this is their high proof tequila. This is coming out at 54 ABV. Atamacio is NOM 1599, and it's just outside the town of Tequila. And Renee is a master distiller. It's absolutely awesome the things he does there. So let's give this one a nose. Man, the cooked agave, the orange peel, the cinnamon that you get in the front of this on the nose is really amazing. It's a very floral bouquet, or very floral nose that you get on it, but you get that cooked agave, like I'm standing at the edge of that oven. A lot of citrus, a lot of minerals. It gets you right in the back here, make you really, really salivate, like you're staring at a big old steak that you're about ready to eat. It's really balanced, and the finish is really long. That acidity that gets you in the back of the throat that makes you salivate is really the finish, and the pepper in that finish just pulling it out. It's such a really pleasant taste on the finish. It doesn't drink like it's 54 ABV, 108 proof. You would think that a 108 proof would really give you a burn. If this was a bourbon, you know, you'd get that Kentucky hug. You'd feel that going down and be really hot. This is not at all. It has a nice long finish to it, and it pulls out a lot of flavors, but it doesn't burn you. It's not hot. It's a little warm. You get a Jalisco hug, but nothing like you get with a Kentucky bourbon. The sweetness that you get on the nose and the sweetness of the agave that you get in the flavor is just really strong. It's really good. This is one of those places that you see the tequila on the shelf and it's just another pretty bottle. It's got a neat name, and you read it and you think, oh, I don't know really what that's about. But when you meet this family, when you meet these people and you meet the tradition of what they're doing, it's such a different tequila to me. There's a lot of tequila brands that I like the brand, and I know the brand owners, and I think it's awesome. But these guys, what they're doing is so traditional, and they're really doing this for their family and doing this for their community. A lot of people in the community work there, and they're really helping those out. Their wages are better than some places for the people that work there. They're really trying to do a special thing. And this is a small batch. This isn't a tequila that's turning out thousands and thousands and thousands of bottles. So this is one that when you see a bottle of this, pick it up. I mean, when you look at the front of it, it'll tell you this is lot 10524. So that's when they made it, October 5th of 2024. And this is bottle number 44 out of 300 bottles. 300 bottles. I mean, you think about it. The big brands are punching out 300 bottles an hour, right? These guys are putting them out in a specific lot. So if you see this tequila, find it. You will not be disappointed. Whether you're a tequila aficionado and you just love tequila, or if you're a person that's just getting started and you want to move yourself into high proofs and taste what that agave forward flavor tastes like in original tequila, this right here will do it for you. Atamacio. Renee, great job with this tequila. You guys are amazing over there. Thanks for having us out and sharing with us. And thanks for letting me buy a bottle there. I really appreciate everything that you're doing, everything that you're doing for your community and everything that you're doing for the tequila world. You guys are making fantastic tequila. Everybody that likes tequila should try Atamacio. Check it out.